people of God, the generations of waiting have come to an end. Almighty God has sent to us his deliverer, your Savior is born.
My heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Christ the Messiah has come at last. The power of sin he has cast is gone. He brings to us everlasting joy. Lift your voices in praises, sing. Alleluia to Christ the King. He reigns with us forevermore.
He begins his public ministry. Large crowds from all walks of life are drawn to this amazing man who teaches the scriptures with astounding authority. And he who heals the sick with the touch of his hand. Some in the crowd are beginning to believe Jesus could be their long-awaited Messiah. They ask one another, is he Moses? Is he Elijah? Shall we call him Rabbi, Prophet, King?
Into the depths of who we are. Call him
3 years, Jesus walked the countryside, teaching his growing band of followers new truths about the kingdom of God. He performed miracles, he befriended sinners, and he enraged the religious leaders of Israel with his radical ideas. Passover now approaching, Jesus triumphantly enters Jerusalem, surrounded by a jubilant throng whose hopeful voices lift high the name of their newfound Messiah and King. The thunder of praise. The thunder of praise as they ushered Jesus down the palm-lined streets into Jerusalem did not last. Nor just a few days later, the joyful cries of Hosanna are little more than faint echoes. And Jesus finds himself alone in the moonlit garden, facing the bitter cup of Calvary's cross. Envious Pharisees accuse, fickle crowds question, close friends slumber, and a traitor betrays with a kiss. In an extinguished prayer, the sinless one obediently submits to the perfect will of his Father in heaven, and love's greatest story would now unfold. Father's will for this heavenly king was not a scepter of power or a throne of splendor. Instead, it was a crown of thorns, a cross of love.
Blood and sorrow flow from the languid brow of Jesus dying. And you can.